Nazi. What is it? Who are they? What should one do about it? According to Encyclopedia Britannica, Nazism is a party, political party. The primary features include socialism, dictatorship, the Aryan race being a superior race to any and all other races, and that all other races should be considered as slaves to the Aryan race and worthy only of work and extermination. It apparently was first used as a term about 300 years ago. Unfortunately, it is now common in America and in other countries that America supports financially and with military equipment, and the largest expenditure of the American budget for foreign countries is going to this ideology. Mary Baker Eddy stated that America was the only country where she could have discovered and founded Christian Science, because it was the only country that had a constitution that would permit freedom of religion and all of the other elements of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. How could America decline to a level with a moral standard about the same as Sodom and Gomorrah, as related in the Bible, and with the common ideology, which is the reverse of the Constitution? Looking back at the theme of the forefathers, they stated that we have established a republic, and will the population be able to keep it? A number of authors have stated that freedom is not free. One has to constantly earn it. Many laws have been passed which infringe directly on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So the ones that have the opportunity to vote on these kind of things were either elected or gained position through fraud and have placed our country in a position that is much different than what the founders intended. Mary Baker Eddy warned about this. About 175 years ago, about 125 to 50 years ago, and she addressed more than one area. She indicated that there may be a time when one would not be able to legally practice Christian Science, as the medical profession was gaining such influence in government that they may make it illegal. All one has to do is be alert when they view any kind of advertising, and it will show, for example, people of all ages including children wearing glasses, eyeglasses. In other words, they are trying to normalize defective vision as being standard. Obviously, the focus on vaccines in the last 2 to 3 years has been suppression and oppression of freedom at its worst. The medical doctors that refuted it are in the minority. And it's very interesting that the ones that were the most stringent promoters of it will not submit to the vaccine. Large companies have had to pay billions and billions of dollars in settlements against class action suits for the addictive drugs which are put into a variety of things that are consumed, and the destruction of food resources has been very widespread. Destroying animals, processing plants, and supply chains. One of the primary evils that is associated with Nazism, and remember, socialism is part of Nazism, and that is to become totally dependent on the government. They are openly promoting to own nothing and to eat insects. They are even serving them in schools. Another goal is removing all identity. This includes of those of all ages. In fact, even pre-birth. There has been a concerted effort to destroy anything that is a symbol of rule, law, and order. This includes buildings, such as courthouse buildings, police stations, police forces, in other words, anyone working for the police department. Serious attempts have been made to eradicate the military and to dilute it so that it is without structure and system. They try to remove the First Amendment, and they have been successful in making serious inroads into all parts of it. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and the Second Amendment, which is the right to defend oneself. The truckers that protested this in Canada, for example, had their trucks confiscated and their bank accounts confiscated, not to mention being jailed. The borders have been opened so that people can just walk across at will. And this includes a tremendous number of terrorists and those with other major problems. The largest immigration of illegals in the last 2 years has broken all records in the history of America. And once they walk across the border, without any obstruction or restrictions. They are given money to live on, transported to cities and hotels. They have no responsibility to work. They are automatically given benefits. This is an automatic effort to rid America of its culture and rule of law. All systems and structure. There are a large number of veterans which were sent to fight foreign wars that have come home disabled and are homeless. They should walk across the border and come back as an illegal alien, and they would get better treatment. The list goes on and on and on. So, does one wonder now what Nazism is all about? What is it? Or who are they? The government officials openly promoted. They invited Nazis to come to speak to the Congress, including an effort to convince the Congress to send more money to support Nazism in their country or countries. What has been stated here is fully documented and clearly seen in graphics, text, in the form of articles, both in print versions, magazines, newspapers, the internet, videos, MP3 podcasts. Just in the last month, the man that purchased one of the social media companies eradicated 800,000 pedophilia accounts. That is accounts that were promoting the worst possible thing for children. Can you imagine 800,000 in 1 month? These are ones that were using the service to promote abuse of children in the worst way. Things I would not even mention in this recording. Absolutely terrible. I obviously did not experience Sodom and Gomorrah, but it couldn't be any worse than what we are facing right now and is prevalent in many countries throughout the world. In fact, the country that we are funding the most is considered the corruption capital and the pedophilia capital of the world. Well, we get down to the third part. The first one was, what is it? Who are they? And the third being, what do we do about it? Oh, one other thing that is very big that I totally missed, and that is not only are the social media big promoters of the evils, and of course they have been basically controlled by the government, funded by them, their founding was by them, but also the other media companies, cable stations, TV stations, they are all promoting these evils. And so has the highest court in the nation. One of the justices was arrested and executed for treason. And by the way, another one of our big evils that we are contending with is doubles, cloning, and CGI, which is computer graphics. I'm talking holograms. Just today, a clone was arrested only to find out that it was a clone. Mary Baker Eddy stated that if we not do our work as a Christian scientist, that we are headed for the dark ages that will be much longer than anything ever experienced in America. And remember, the dark ages that we came out of approximately 300 years ago had lasted from about 300 AD to about 1700, so 1400 years. How many listening to this recording are pointing the finger to someone else saying, let them solve the problem? Versus how many are looking in the mirror and saying, you have to do something about it. God helps those who help themselves. God works through man. We have to earn being an image and likeness of God. Jesus had to earn being the Son of God. If anyone doubts that, look back on his career. What does one think he was doing from the time he was about 3 or 4 years old, or maybe 6 or 7 years old, until he was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry? He was practice, like a pianist. One was asked one time how he became so good at his skill at playing the piano, and that was his answer. Another one was asked the same question, and he said, I don't do anything. I let the music play me. So he had to get out of the way. He had to deny personality as being an ego that was responsible for a perfect performance. However, if we don't use it, we lose it. Or if we never used it, we never had it. Mary Baker Eddy selected 39 topics and assembled it for her household to study every single day. We have those paragraphs in a file which is available both as a text and as an MP3. And we have another MP3 file that gives explanatory statements and references to elaborate on those 39 topics. but how many even know about it? Or if they know about it, how many that are listening to this recording are religiously studying those topics on a daily basis? Any of you who are familiar with her life knows that her home was a very substantial size in the last 20 years or so, so that she could include in her home selected students which she was training in advanced divine metaphysics, which then had the opportunity to be designated a doctorate of Christian Science, CSD. I didn't mention this previously, but one of the government agencies, through the use of projecting up to 1 billion megawatts of electricity, can totally control any area of population in which they desire to do so throughout planet Earth. And they do this by controlling the weather, and that includes earthquakes, satellites, mind control. They can drop an airplane out of the sky. They can focus it on a specific area. Everything I'm saying is documented and freely available if one wants to do the research. Mary Baker Eddy had two very specific requirements in order to be able to live in her home and be part of this special group that would be certified, as previously mentioned. And that was, number one, they had to be able to handle electricity and the weather. In that era, it had not been discovered that the weather could be controlled via electricity. I made an acquaintance with the man that was considered the number one expert on weather when he was a young man. I met him in his later years in life, but we had some very interesting discussions on that topic. We're getting back to Mary Baker Eddy. She could have just said they need to be able to handle electricity based on what I've just disclosed here in this recording. But that was developed after she had passed from visible experience in our civilization. We know what Nazism is and who they are, which is really people that adhere to the features of Nazism. Oh, by the way, one of the other important features is that whatever one that practices this is doing, they deny it and they attach that attribute to their opposition. And they accuse them of having the traits that they themselves are trying to conceal. How do we avoid an impending total destruction of civilization? How do we reverse the trend of heading toward the precipice? if not already on the edge. How do we avoid the dimming of the sun, which is bringing us a mini ice age? How do we reverse the lack of food and food resources for producing more food? Every single thing mentioned in this recording can be remedied. Where do we begin? We begin the same place that we should begin, no matter what the problem seems to be. In individual consciousness, what tools are available? The big picture is the umbrella, in other words, is the science of divine metaphysics, Christian Science, as it is referred to in the textbook Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. She states, divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. That is from Science and Health, page 146. Under the chapter Science, Theology, and Medicine. On any page on our website, one can click on Maria Brunson's picture, which is up at the top of every single page, and that is a link to her index, wherein several seminars are included to give an excellent explanation of the system of divine metaphysics. It's in MP3s with accompanying PDFs. Also, at the top of every page is a link to Albert Einstein's index. And here's a couple of quotes from his page. Do you people realize what a wonderful thing you have? He made that statement as he was exiting a church service in 1954. He also said, "Blessed art thou, Mary Baker Eddy, because everything that really is in this book, Science and Health." He also said, "Christian Science is demonstrable. It is a science that can be proven." He says it certainly is scientific in principle and was effective when applied scientifically. he had witnessed several healings, short of miraculous. He stated that Dr. William Frederick Underwood had healing of the effects from radiation exposure while he was working on the Atomic Energy Commission. He was the only one that survived of the group that was working in the commission. Clara Barton was the founder of the American Red Cross. She said, "Mary Baker Eddy is the greatest woman in the whole nation." Her interview about Christian Science and Mary Baker Eddy is also on the website. And that quote is at the top of every page also. You can click on that and it will take you to her index. Frederick Rawson was gazing out a window with another Christian Scientist, and there was a man that had an animal that was pulling a cart full of rocks. This was back in the early 1900s, I would guess somewhere around 1910, before trucks and other kinds of heavy equipment that would haul a load of rocks. And he felt a need to get out of the driver's seat of the cart and go back and examine the tailgate of the cart. And while he was back there doing it, something alarmed the animal and it raised up and dumped the whole load of rocks on the man, covered him up. Frederick Rawson and his friend observed this. And Mr. Rawson had five words to say. "There is nothing but God." And he said it with such an understanding and a clear thought that the man jumped up through the rocks from being underneath the rocks, didn't have a scratch or an injury. This experience was told by his friend, Mr. Spalding, who also is on the website. By the way, the name of the website is MBE Institute, which is the abbreviation for Mary Baker Eddy, .org or .com. Mr. Rawson was a very advanced Christian Scientist, as one can imagine from the experience just related. And he was a top-notch electrical engineer, so that came in very handy, especially understanding what Mary Baker Eddy said about electricity and what was told about that government agency. And he developed a way to heal retroactively. In other words, where the effect of the treatment took place prior to him being contacted to assist in the healing. One may be interested in reading his complete biography, very extensive, about his successes in every field which he pursued. He wrote the book called Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, which gives the details of problems, or names them, doesn't give extensive details, but he gives the basics of what the belief is about, so one knows what counterfacts they should be thinking about. And then he gives the exact counterfacts that one can work with to bring about the healing. 1,315 of them. And he says in his textbook, or encyclopedia that was just referred to, that the first thing one does is say a very short statement about the problem like this. There is no, and whatever the problem is, not giving great details, but just saying there is no, and you would be utilizing what the belief is about the particular problem, which he gives you because he researched all 1,315 of these. And then after you make that negative statement, he recommends to immediately go to the level of God, which is the absolute level. The lowest level being the relative level where you're talking about the human situation only for a moment. And then you focus on God and all the qualities of God that are pertinent particularly to the situation. Also at the top of every page on the website is a picture of Helen Wright, and she and her husband were the founders of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. And she served as a ghostwriter as well as a writer in her own name, very prolific. And her final book was Your Divinity Revealed. And to material belief, she was 100 years of age when she wrote that book. And that is a book that has many chapters, but seven of them are specifically on each of the seven chapters, one chapter on each of the seven synonymous terms for God. I've never read a more clear book about the seven synonymous terms. She has an extremely valuable talent in her writing skills, making it very fun to read and very in-depth. But the style makes everything so interesting. The Advanced Christian Science student supports what Mary Baker Eddy says, and that is that we need to focus on our own consciousness, not on someone else, not on personality, whether it is ours or anyone else's. And she states very intelligently that we will keep plenty busy if we just focus on our own consciousness. If we are able to clear our own consciousness and get ourselves out of the way, like the pianist quoted, letting the music play him, well, we have to let God play us. We have to let him project his qualities directly to us without us putting up a layer or a veil of interference. We have to get self-will, preconceived notions, biases, the thought of whatever the problem is, out of the way. And we have to let the truth do the healing. Mind is the medicine, but truth is the healer. And mind is the medicine because mind represents creative ability, creative force, intelligence, wisdom, knowing, capacity, capability, facility, functionality, action, and that brings about performance, and performance then results in power, which is a measurement of performance. And since God is infinite in all of his characters, or rather all of its characters, then the power is infinite also. And that's why Mary Baker Eddy can clearly state that God is infinite mind and that God is omnipotent, all power, the only power, the one power. And that's true about everything with God. God is the one and only about everything. God is the one and only source. And that source includes its manifestation. There can be no manifestation without a source, and there can be no source without a manifestation. They are one, or they are none. And in Christian Science, we strive to get a perfect understanding that it is one. God is always, always present. Never a time when one is without the presence of God. Whether or not we recognize it, whether or not we utilize it, whether or not we get ourselves out of the way so we can experience it, is an individual decision. We were talking about tools and science and health being one of the tools, and the statement in there about divine metaphysics being reduced to a system. These references that were stated tell you about the system. Another wonderful one is John Sinton. And again, he's at the top of every page on the website. Click on his name, and it will take you to his index page. He has done a thorough analysis of every chapter of Science and Health, except chapter 18, which is the fruitage chapter. And he relates it to the system, and he covers every single paragraph in Science and Health. It's a four-volume compendium. Everything on the website is free. If you feel you've gained something, you're certainly invited to make a contribution. But you can and do have everything available free. Another very valuable resource, a tool to overcome all of the things that have been discussed here. The Nazi theme, Nazism, the thing that is trying to destroy America and many other countries, is the parables of Jesus. The 41 parables of Jesus are thoroughly analyzed with spiritual interpretations by Stamp and Moss, two very fine Christian Scientists. Again, a picture of Jesus is at the top of every page on the website. Just click on that, and it will take you to their 11-volume set on the parables of Jesus. Ralph Witzke is another one that is on every page of the website. He has the most advanced understanding of the system of Christian Science, the system of divine metaphysics. And the final one that is at the top of every page, in addition to Mary Baker Eddy, because she's there with, which, if you click on her name, takes you to the index for her. And also there's a little I for information at the right-hand corner of every picture at the top of the website. And if you hover over that, it will give you a quick summary of some important facts about the individual of which the picture is. So Robert Putnam, that I just started to mention, did a thorough analysis of the Bible. He covers every important character in both the Old Testament and, of course, the New Testament. The most important is Jesus. So his focus is on Jesus and on John. And he's the one that points out that Christianity was lost, and that really is the source of the Dark Ages. Because in 325 AD, they had a meeting and they combined the religion with government. Total bonding of church and state throughout planet Earth. Well, through Christianity, which was covered all of Europe and later America. I've never seen a more clear book written about the Bible. It's like 11 chapters. Wonderful, wonderful resource. He gives you the meat, and he does it in a very concise way. And he gives full documentation on everything he says. Gives you book, verse, book, chapter, and verse on every single thing in the Bible. And he only relates the Bible. He doesn't refer to even Mary Baker Eddy's writings, although he was a very fine advanced Christian Scientist, which enabled him to be able to write so thoroughly about the Bible. Very, very fine Bible scholar. The key in eradicating any problem, whether it has the label of weather control, mind control, earthquakes, total control of the population under the name of Nazism, lack of food supply, lack of food production facilities, lack of energy. It's another thing they've done is they have bombed many, many electrical substations throughout the U.S. because they want to get rid of the energy. They've cut off energy production. They've outlawed many things to do with energy. This is all in the last 2 years. Before that, America was totally energy dependent for the first time. And we were selling our surplus to other people. Not to mention that we had our energy resource, our energy reserve for emergencies at full capacity. And now we are at the lowest level. Anyway, no matter what the problem is, the solution is the same system. The system that Mary Baker Eddy refers to on page 146. The system of divine metaphysics. So we must deny the reality of the problem in short form. No details, not carrying on about this problem and that problem and how it's causing so much pain and grief and aggravation and all that, and how am I ever going to get rid of it, and geez, I look in the mirror every day and I see this ugly thing on my face, or when I walk I have this pain, or you know, when I try to read, you know, I got to wear these binoculars for glasses, or whatever the problem is. It doesn't matter. We start with our own individual consciousness, and we end with our own individual consciousness. But we have to work on the various factors that are directly related to the problem. We don't work on the problem, we work on the factors. For example, strength. The arm is supposed to be a symbol for strength. And let's say we're weak. Can't pick up heavy things. We don't talk about the arm. We don't talk about the muscles. We don't talk about nerves or blood or anything else. Or cancer. Cancer on the skin. We don't talk about the skin. Okay, or the cancer on the skin. If we're dealing with strength, we would talk about the fact that God is the power. All power is from God. You can look up the 1,315 treatments that are under Frederick L. Rawson, and it'll tell you exactly what kind of things to be working on. One of the key things, no matter what the problem is working on the belief that there is life, truth, and intelligence in matter. And that, of course, relates to the scientific statement of being, where Mary Baker Eddy states that there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter. Anyway, that's one of the key things to understand, work toward the understanding that matter is unreal and spirit is the only substance. Spirit is flawless, which means it is transparent, which means there's no element of matter in it or it could not be transparent. And because it's transparent and flawless, then it's reflective. So our ability to reflect the nature of God is because of our understanding, at least to a degree, that substance is from spirit. Spirit is the only substance. And as we get an improved understanding of that, then we gain an improved ability to reflect God. The strength of God. The beauty of God. The perfection of God. By the way, love, the quality of love, represents perfection. It represents perfection because love is wholeness, completeness. In other words, we need to work on the qualities of mind. Some of the primary ones have been mentioned. And spirit, those have been mentioned. And soul. Now, soul is sense. And since substance is the only sense, then soul is spiritual sense. And we're talking seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. Those senses, from a spiritual viewpoint, are spiritual. They're not based on matter. They're not based on a material eyeball doing the seeing. They're based on looking for God, looking for the qualities of God being expressed. And as we're successful in doing that, the facility of seeing is improved. Because we're looking at the source, not at a symbol of an effect. When one wants to solve a problem, you don't look at the effect. You look at the source. God is the source. The effect is the problem. The effect is that there is an interference trying to come between one in their consciousness and the source. In other words, the problem is trying to represent an interference in the communication between God and his manifestation, man. We cannot allow it. We have to fake it till we make it. If we don't thoroughly understand something, and of course no one thoroughly understands it, or they would be walking on water, or at least I haven't met any that are walking on water, including myself. We should be striving for that. Frederick Rawson states that we should be able to work out of every material activity and be able to demonstrate it spiritually. In other words, without doing it. Like Mary Baker Eddy, when she transported herself from Concord, New Hampshire to the West Coast, stayed there for 2 weeks, doing whatever she felt she needed to be doing, and then transported herself back to her home in Concord. No human mode of travel was used. It was an instant change of geography. Just like when Frederick Rawson was instrumental in bringing out that healing about the man that was covered up with the rocks. It was an instant thing. He transported him out of the pile of rocks, from underneath the pile of rocks. Jesus transported himself from one side of the lake to the other. And he got out of the tomb without moving the rock physically. It was done through metaphysics. He didn't have any hoist that took him up into the sky when he ascended. He was showing he was overcoming the belief of gravity. He rose up naturally. Everyone benefits when they get a better understanding of all of the elements of God. The primary ones are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And by the way, principle is system and structure. Those are the key words to think about principle. There's many, of course, but those are two that are primary. Harmony is principle. Self-operating, that's principle. Life is practicing, living all of the qualities, living it in our daily life, living intelligence, wisdom and knowing, capacity, facility, creative ability, action, performance, which comes about by the action from all of the other qualities. Spirit, seeing the flawlessness in everyone we see, looking for their good features on a human level, except that's a divine activity. Looking for the good, looking for the divine, looking for the perfection. Listening for the perfect sound. Mary Baker Eddy said that the magnitude of the humanity of Jesus, enabled his divinity. truth represents consciousness. What are we conscious of? How about our motive? Do we have a motive of spirit that is flawless? If we're in business, are we thinking about how much money we're going to make? Or are we thinking about how much service we can give to the people that are our customers? Which one is it? Spirit or matter? One of the most successful business people wrote a book about the art of the deal. He said very clearly that if he would have been focusing on how much money he was going to make on the deal, and he has businesses all over the world, his name is a household name. Everyone has heard it. He said if he would have focused on how much money he would make on a deal, he's sure it would be a failure. That's why the name of the book isn't How to Make Money, but it's The Art of the Deal. And the art of the deal is to get all of the parties in harmony. Try to satisfy the need of everybody that is involved, so that it is harmonious for them. Not for me, for them. Obviously, it has to pencil out, which means that it has to be fruitful for everybody. One can't, you know, ignore any of the elements of what business is. Bicknell Young was considered the dean of practitioners. That was just a name they used. You know, he was a very fine one, and he was a teacher and so forth. But all these ones I've mentioned are very, very top people in their understanding of Christian Science. And he said business people would come to him wanting help on solving problems in their business. And he said he found the biggest problem is they did not know their business. They thought Christian Science was going to perform miracles for them, and they didn't know their business. Mary Baker Eddy said the humanity was necessary. And the magnitude of the humanity of Jesus is what enabled his divinity. So we have to start at the relative level and perfect it, just like the pianist. Then you can elevate into the divine. You have to perfect the human thing. You have to know your business, whatever it is. If you're a homemaker and you're going to be cooking for the family, you better know something about cooking. You want it to be tasty. You want to be efficient. Many, many things to consider. But we have to know our business, whatever our business is. Doesn't matter. Everyone is in business. Everyone. Even a homeless person is in business. He may or may not be doing a very good job of it, but he has activities he's involved in. And as he would improve his business, he would work out of being homeless. His business is surviving. Could be a change of attitude. Maybe he's given up on life. Given up on being self-sufficient. Could be just an attitude change. Whatever it is, Christian Science has the solution. We have the tools. Christian Science provides the system of divine metaphysics. It's like mathematics. 4 times 6 is 24. It doesn't matter whether you live in America, the Arctic, the Antarctic, Europe, Asia, Africa. Doesn't matter what time of the day it is. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter what your family life was or is. What your business is. Doesn't matter. 4 times 6 is 24. The same with Christian Science. The same with God. God is good no matter where you are, what time of the day it is, what race you are, what problem you have, or anything else. God is good. God is truth. You can be conscious of the truth about what you need to know if you think about the qualities of truth. There's no error in truth. And love, by the way, represents plan and design. It's the blueprint of life. If there's one quality that probably everyone remembers about Jesus, is his unequivocal love for humanity. He loved the man that was arresting him. He healed his ear after Peter cut it off. After he told Peter, "Put up thy sword." Or maybe it was concurrently. But he told Peter, put away the material solution. That's not the solution. Dieting, where it's a self-will force, is not the solution to obesity. The solution to obesity is not a self-will force. It is getting a better understanding of intelligence and wholeness and completeness, where you're not lacking, you're not absent of the qualities of God. So you don't have to be tenaciously trying to feed your face with an unsensible amount of quantity of food. Or if eating too much is not the problem of obesity and something else, you look it up in the encyclopedia of Frederick L. Rawson and see what he says about the problem. The tools that are on the website will help you solve any problem there is, and that includes Nazism. That includes a corrupt government. That includes an agency of the government that has the physical ability to control weather, earthquakes, wind, fire. That's another thing I didn't mention. Yeah, they create the fires. These big fires that have been experienced, they're not set with matches. They're set with electricity. One of the big fires up there in Northern California. They went through after the fire and there was plastic. It would be easily burned up with a match. It wasn't touched. One of the storms where they made snow, where it never snows. Somebody picked up the snow and they put it in a skillet and it would not melt. Is fabricated. We can overcome anything that we desire to overcome if we go to God first. First. A last resort is better than not at all, but why start? Why go the long way around? Take the shortcut. Take the shortcut. Go to God first. God is all in all. That means all source, and that includes all manifestation. There is nothing but God. Period. End of story. Which is infinite. The real story is infinite. Infinite progression is concrete being. Amen.